Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Thanks for sticking with The Takeaway. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry. August is nearly here and back to school signs are going up in the aisles of big box stores. Don't worry, there's still time to do a little summer reading. After our extravaganza of author conversations last week, we wanted to hear from you about the books that you're loving. Now, many of you are looking to the past to understand our complicated histories and what they tell us about who we are.
Hi, my name's Elizabeth and I'm calling from Brooklyn. I am currently reading Learning from the Germans by Susan Neiman. It should be read by anyone who's interested in race relations and social justice. She's a philosopher, and this book articulates how German society continues to wrestle with their Nazi past and how Americans see themselves reflected in the German experience.
Yes, this is James Mitchell from Slidell, Texas. Books I'm reading this summer. One of them is Dreams of El Dorado by H.W. Brands, and the other one is The Soul of America by John Meacham.
Hi, this is Vance from Cornelius, North Carolina. My book of the summer is The Waterman's Song by David Zaselski. It's about slavery in North Carolina along the waterfront. It is a fascinating and well-put-together book.
And thanks to all of you who recommended some pretty compelling memoirs.
Peter Dumont, Berkeley, California. I have finished a book, a remarkable book, and it's called The Choice, Embrace the Possible, a memoir by Dr. Edith Eva Eger.
My name is Mike. I'm calling from Plainfield, New Jersey, and I'd like to recommend Four Funerals, No Marriage, a memoir. It's a beautiful, funny, and touching tale of one man's caregiving of his aging and dying parents.
Now, of course, plenty of you are taking some fiction out poolside this summer as well.
Hi, this is Pat Busher from Portland, Oregon. I just finished listening to The Gown by Jennifer Robson. It is about two young women who worked for a dress designer just after World War II, and they were involved in making the gown for Queen Elizabeth's wedding.
And of course, I can completely relate to all of you who prefer to toggle back and forth between fiction and nonfiction.
This is Susan from Richmond, Virginia. This summer, I'm reading the whole Bridgerton series, and I like some meat with my romance, so I'm also reading How Fascism Works, The Politics of Us Versus Them by Jason Stanley.
Right now, I'm reading two books. One of them is Running Blind, a Jack Reacher novel, and the other one is called Drug Use for Grown-Ups, Chasing the Liberty in the Land of Fear, and it's very good. Thanks. This is Doug in Portland, Oregon.
This is Amber from Nashville, New Hampshire, and so far this summer, the books I've read that I'd recommend are The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo by Taylor Jenkins Reid, Bomb Shelter by Mary Laura Philpott, and The Rise and Fall of Dinosaurs by Steve Brissett.
Thanks so much for sharing the titles on your summer reading list. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry, and this is The Takeaway.